The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Serious question for everybody listening and everybody in the studio. Breakfast or lunch for dinner? Good idea, bad idea? Welcome to Tuesday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
I am DJ Automatic.
I go by A3A.
Okay, our daughter. The other day I called and said, what you want to eat, mija? And she said, tacos. And I was like, okay, I'll go home, make some, you know, carne asada, I'll do something. She's like, no. Mom, I want breakfast tacos for lunch. And I did it. I did bacon and eggs and salsa and potatoes. And let me tell you something. That was a dang good lunch, wasn't it? It was so good.
I wouldn't know. I wasn't there. I mean, and then they didn't save me any. So.
Oh.
And then when I was driving home, I called my wife. I was like, hey, what'd you make? And she was like, oh, you better pick something up.
Yeah, dude.
And I was getting home so late that every restaurant I stopped at was closed. So I ended up having to go to the grocery store. And guess what I had for dinner that night?
Grocery store sushi.
Nice. You know how Anthony knows that? He's a single guy.
Yeah.
He eats grocery store sushi for dinner at least 3 days a week.
Yeah, and when you're eating grocery store sushi at certain hours, you're down bad, my friend.
Yeah, I was. Oh.
Yeah, you're down bad.
I kept thinking, I was like, I wonder how long this has been sitting here for.
Well, the breakfast for dinner or lunch idea, it's a great idea.
It is a great idea, and you kind of have to be present to enjoy it. It's like a ticket raffle.
What do you want me to do, leave the egg out all day or something? That's gross. Who wants
saving some for your husband is a great idea.
Automatic, I have a question. Do you mind eating cold eggs? Do you like cold eggs?
I have no problem. I eat them all the time. Oh, throw a little hot sauce on them. Oh, it's amazing.
Well,
or ketchup.
I will say cold eggs greater than old sushi. So maybe you're right. Maybe I should have.
And I didn't get sick from the sushi. So shout out to grocery store sushi.
I will make you breakfast for dinner later this week, okay? Yeah. Little breakfast tacos, breakfast burritos. All right, Anthony A. National Day.
We got National Lollipop Day, everybody.
My favorite lollipop is the Tootsie Pop. I like the cherry flavor.
I like blow pops.
That was high style in school. I was like, man, you got a blow pop? Dang.
We also have, National Fortune Cookie Day.
Have you ever opened one and there's nothing in there?
That's
I did that last week.
That's a bad sign. That's
what that is. I was so upset. I was like, what's the deal?
I don't believe in fortune cookies, but I do believe in Sirmati. So shout out to Sirmati.
Yes, our psychic, our in-house psychic. You ever want a personal reading, hit me at Dana Cortez on Instagram. What's your sign, of course, and then ask your question and we'll get you on.
That part. And we'll wrap it up on National Moon Day.
Oh, speaking of Sirmati, she gave me a reading yesterday and she said that I pulled the moon card because I'm nervous. And when you're in the dark, it's not that you're, you know, it's because you're weary of things, right? When you're walking through the dark, humans like, what's coming up? The moon gives you a little light, but not a lot of light. Or maybe it's because they went to space. I don't know.
I mean, I was going to say, I think it's probably National Moon Day because we walked on the moon.
Maybe so.
But if you want to make it about you and Sirmati, you go for it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's Girl Talk, we're discussing the first date. Oh, a guy asks you out and you say yes. And obviously he likes you. He's trying to pay for your dinner. He's trying to wine and dine you, take you to a movie, whatever the case is. How should he talk to you? What kind of questions should he ask you? Before we get into all of that, I just want to commend you men. Automatic Anthony, every man. I can't even imagine what it must be like to have to ask someone out, to approach them at the club, whatever, ask them to dance. You know how many men I've seen get shot down?
Nah, dang, that's not hard. These women are easy.
Maybe for you. It was always hard for me.
Is that why you picked up a craft like DJing?
I don't know if that's why I picked up DJing. I picked up DJing because I love music and I love DJing. But like for me, it was always hard to like have that initial discussion with girls. I don't have any problem like being a friend to a girl. That's not
a
problem.
But the next step,
that
like let's go on
the
next step
of like trying to move and like I just feel like it takes a lot of confidence to be like, hey, do you think I'm cool enough to hang out with?
So you weren't a closer is what we're seeing.
I am not a closer. No, I was not a closer.
So
luckily I'm married.
So Automatic, you know what? Let's do this. Madison, a.k.a. Miss Kansas, she's been on hold. Girl, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I know from personal experience, of course, a long time ago, I'm married to DJ Automatic, that sometimes when you go out with a man, they might not address you or talk to you in the most intelligent way. So Automatic found this article, and according to the guy who wrote it, these are the questions that men should ask to ensure they get the second date? Can you grade them? Can you tell them when they work? When you're sitting there, automatic, I want you to
We're just trying to get
to
know each other better, and I got some questions for you.
So he's going to read the line to you, and you give it a thumbs up or thumbs down when he's done, okay? Tell us, thumbs up or thumbs down. Okay, automatic, you and Madison are sitting there on a first date. I don't exist. Okay, what you going to ask her first?
So, Madison, is there anything special you're known from, from your hometown, within your friend group?
All right, Madison, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumb up.
Okay.
You're not going to tell me you, slept with a football team or something.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude. Last question if you're afraid of the answers.
No. And even if she did, so what? That's the past. Okay.
See, now it's thumbs down or thumbs in. Now it's thumbs
exactly. What's the next line?
What's one thing that your friends think that you do is fun?
All right, Miss Kansas, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumb down.
Yeah, what's your friends got to do with anything, right? Okay.
That's my point. That's almost like, let's do something with all your friends, or, you can invite your friends because they like to do that too. So now we all hanging out. We all doing something.
This is about me and you. We just met. This is about us, baby. Pay attention to me.
The question should have been, what is something that you would like for us to do together, or you think that we would have fun doing together?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
See, she's making suggestions. Okay. And the final
This line. This is the number one. This is the one that they thought was the best question to ask.
Oh, God. Okay.
What's a story you've always wanted to tell but never got a chance to tell?
All right, Madison, Miss Kansas, last question. Is it a thumbs up or thumbs down?
I think that's a thumb up. That's a thumb up.
That's actually a good one because women love to talk about themselves.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, and they want us to listen.
No. Take a seat. That's an opportunity. that is an opportunity to be able to talk about yourself in the sense of, if there was something that you did that you felt good about and you really think it explains your character, yeah, I'm going to tell that story, I helped the old lady cross the street. Now I'm nice.
I'm a good person. And by the way, automatic, with all your little side commentary, you don't get a second date, okay?
It's all right. I'm married to you.
be grateful. Be grateful you have Dana. Be grateful you have Dana, because I don't know if you would have scored anybody else.
You might have heard this dude, DJ Automatic. He kind of does some big stuff.
That's his opening line. Hey, I'm DJ Automatic. You're stupid. I hope people understand it. You're not. No, you kind of are an
Nicest person ever.
No, in a good way, but you're just very blunt, Automatic. You're a very blunt man.
I think people appreciate that.
I don't know if you're an ass, but I think the D and D.
I was going to say disc jockey.
The D in DJ stands for another body part.
Yes, I get it. That you sometimes act like. All right.
Oh.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm going to talk to you about this story out of Queens, New York. Woman, Dolores Diaz Lopez, she's walking down the sidewalk with her kiddos. And you know how one of the kids, sometimes they'll skip in front of you and it's a beautiful day. It's a lovely day. When all of a sudden, a man grabs that child, 5 years old, throws him in the back of his car to kidnap him in front of his own mother.
What the?
That's exactly what DJ Automatic said when he saw the video. It is a mother's worst nightmare for the man to have the audacity to do this in broad daylight. Yes, there's video. I'll tell you where you can watch it here in a little bit. It was so scary. And the mom, Dolores, actually told ABC 7 News the moment it happened, she was just in shock.
I say, oh my God, my kids. Oh my God, my boys.
She said that at that moment, she knew she had to act fast. So when the man threw the little boy in the back seat, her, the other children, because they were walking to go see her husband, Dolores' husband, reached inside the car and started telling the little boy, come over here. And he stood up and they were able to grab him and pull him out of the car. Thank God. Witnesses couldn't do anything. They started trying to beat the car up, trying to stop the car, but the man took off. And yes, he has been found. Oh. He has been apprehended. His name is James McNoggle. He's 24 years old. When they took him into custody, he punched an NYPD officer.
Oh, damn.
Not only is he going to face felony charges for attempted kidnapping, he's going to face charges for assaulting an officer as well. Please put this man away. forever because I can't even imagine what he was trying to do. But I'm just so glad that this ended well. And Dolores said, look, I never thought about this, but moms, hold your kids' hands. Don't let them go in front of you, even if it's just a couple of blocks.
To the young homies, too, get off your phones.
Yeah, pay attention
to your kid.
Check your head.
Had
like,
the mom, though, not been paying attention, then it really would. It could have been a bad situation. You can watch the video. Thank goodness we have a happy ending. At Dana Cortez on Instagram. It's up right now.
That's a very chilling story, Dana. But let's go over to Team USA. Earlier this month, the opening ceremonies for the Olympics kicked off, right?
Go and USA!
There we go. And Team USA debuted their new uniforms, which include air-conditioned jackets.
Hey! What?
How did they even do that? Where did they put the free on?
I want one right now. I want one right now.
Ralph Lauren actually designed these jackets, and they come with new technology called RL Cooling. And it's a self-regulated temperature cooling device that basically works as a personal air conditioner with inside these jackets.
Can you even imagine, like, it's 108 degrees outside or something, and you're like, your friends are sweating, you're like, I'm good.
Dude, I agree. That's all I could imagine, Dana, because I look so good in a jacket.
Yours would short circuit because you'd be sweating. You'd sweat all the time.
Anthony, you are the sweat master, man. You always sweat.
But your sweating is going to help you with this next thing I'm going to talk about. Let's say you don't have a charger. No problem. Soon you're going to be able to charge your phone with your finger. Scientists at UC San Diego have developed a device made from thin, flexible strips that wrap around your finger, gather sweat while you sleep, and generate electricity. Why fingers? Apparently your fingertips have the highest amount of sweat glands in your body, and the sweat can be converted into energy.
This doesn't come from some stupid TikTok video where you're charging a banana.
No, this
right?
is
you're
from,
charging your phone with a banana.
UC
this
San
is real.
Diego. Yes, it's a real university from real scientists. It's real research. And you'll be able to power other things, but the first thing they want you to do is to power your phone.
All right, so now there's a lot of things you could do with one finger, right? You could, like, brush your teeth with one finger. You could spread peanut butter with one finger. You could turn on your wife with one finger. And now you could charge
and you can give the finger.
Oh, no.
Now when you say, give me the finger, it's a good thing.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Top five cities where the most cheating husbands live. Turn the radio up, ladies. Where your man at? I'm about to tell you what these cities are in case you missed it. DJ Automatic, you kicked this off, so let's go.
So electronics manufacturer LG is finally rolling out its rollable, like roll it up, TV screen.
This sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
So this packable 65-inch 4K screen rolls up like a newspaper. It comes with an aluminum casing that you can put in. You're able to do the gaming on it. It has HDMI ports, and it can basically support any other device. The screen, which will be available in the United States next month, will sell for, take a guess.
20,000?
20,000, you said?
Anthony?
You can get a 4K TV right now for about $1,000.
I'm going to have to say $400.
$400 for a roll-up TV.
You can't get a plain one for 65-inch at $400. Well, maybe at Walmart. I don't know.
You guys are way, way off. It's $100,000 for the TV.
What? I don't even know what to say. $100,000?
I technically... Oh my.
That's your notification because the TV is about to come out. I don't know, but $100,000. It reminds me when you said it rolls up and you put it in a case. Remember the old posters?
That's exactly what it's like.
It's like a poster board, like a poster case.
That you can roll up, put in a case, and take it with you wherever you want. It rolls out. You can put it on a wall. You can display it any which way you want. It takes all the, like, you can have your gaming systems hooked up to it. You can have everything hooked up to it.
Yeah, you taking that with you. It's getting stolen. $100,000, I promise you. You better put that away.
I'm really curious to see the texture, see if it feels like an actual newspaper.
Well, it's going to be electronic, so I don't know what it's going to feel like. I'm very interested to see one of these.
It feels like things rich people have. All right, Anthony, what do you have?
Well, in case you miss it, your pet misses you, all right?
I know, because when we leave, our dogs cry. Dana, if they're not together, they get anxiety.
I've heard you and DJ Automatic oftentimes talk about how your dogs get separation anxiety. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a common thing, especially with, you know, people going back to work now. So
yes.
CBS News caught up with a dog counselor based out of Los Angeles who says she's been seeing more dogs per week, up to 200 a week, and she's saying that a lot of them is just all separation anxiety, right?
Wait, there's dog counselors?
In LA, of course. As soon as he said in LA, I'm like, yeah, it's gotta be LA or San Francisco.
But how are you qualified to become a dog counselor? Because it's not like you can go back and forth with them. I just want to know how what are the qualifications? What kind of schooling do you have to go to become a dog counselor? Because it sounds like a hustle to me.
No, I'm gonna give you this type of knowledge right here. automatic because I want you to practice this with your dog, Ro-Ro, right now.
Okay.
Okay? She said that oftentimes the way you could train your dog to calm down the separation anxiety is actually by doing the small things like picking up your keys, grabbing your wallet throughout the day without leaving your house. Because she said that dogs actually start getting the anxiety when they start seeing us gather our things like that.
Maybe this lady's smarter than I thought she was.
Barely. I don't know. And then finally, cities with the most unfaithful husbands. Drum roll, please. Number 5. New York. Hey. Oh. Number 4. San Antonio. Hey.
How did I know that was coming? How did I know that? Do you know why? There's a lot of military. I'm not saying all military people cheat, but there's a lot of military bases
and
there.
Also, we know Jay-Z lives in New York City. Hello.
Hey. Number 3, Washington, D.C. Not a surprise, all them politicians.
Yeah.
You've been around a politician. You know what I'm talking about. Number 2, Fort Worth, Texas. Hey.
Not Dallas, but Fort Worth, huh?
Fort Worth, yeah.
So they leave Dallas to go cheat in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
That's it.
And the number 1 city with the most unfaithful husband is Phoenix, Arizona.
Whoa.
What are you doing?
Home of the Scottsdale side chicks, yes. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. You've never seen as many dudes driving Porsches as you'll see in Phoenix.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, there's a lot of 50-year-old dudes with Porsches.
Oh, my gosh. Anytime I see a Corvette or a Porsche, I think midlife crisis.
Oh,
everything.
Dude. Anytime I see a free Louis Vuitton bag and some lip fillers, I think, oh, free scholarship.
Okay, that's in case you missed it. Ladies, if you'd like a copy of The Most Unfaithful Husband, you want this top 5, at Dana Cortez on Instagram. It's in my story right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What rap superstar is following in the footsteps of Beyonce? I cannot wait to talk about this. Ladies, it's Daily Dirt, the best gossip. Anthony A, celebrity birthdays.
We got
to
kick it off by honoring the great DJ Screw was born on this day.
Oh, man, love that Screw.
And the late great King Pop Smoke was born on this day in 1999.
Two young men gone too soon, for sure. And speaking of which, I'd like to offer our condolences to Keisha Cole and her family. Her sister confirmed on social media that, yes, their mother, Francine Lawns, did pass away of a drug overdose at home in Oakland. I also want to commend the family for always discussing this so openly. I know a lot of us, I have, you know, problems within my own family, family members that have faced addiction. Oftentimes you're ashamed, you're embarrassed, sometimes to even ask for
help.
Nobody
ever wants to talk about it.
You have to. It's the only way we're going to solve the problem of addiction. So please, if you need help, reach out. Don't be afraid. Now we're going to move on and talk about Halsey. I love her. She was so kind when we met her. Congratulations. She and boyfriend Olive Aiden welcomed their first child. His name is Ender Ridley Aiden. And he is so freaking cute. And the way she's looking at her man, though, after having the baby. Oh, I'm getting emotional. Check the photo at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
She's definitely over G-Eazy.
Oh, she done been over him. Yes, sir, for sure. She captioned the picture, gratitude for the most euphoric birth powered by love. And little Ender was born on the 14th. They hit it this whole time. Dude,
shout out to her for prolifically describing labor.
Yeah, I was going to say, girl, don't lie. Don't
you
lie.
You know that hurt.
And then finally, congratulations also, Megan Thee Stallion. She's the first rapper to grace the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Hey.
And only the second musical artist to do so. Of course, Beyonce did it first. The swimsuit issue is selling hard copies right now. And did you see the photo?
Oh, they're providing hard copies right now.
Also, congratulations to Lena Bloom. She's the first trans man to ever cover. She's on there. And Naomi Osaka as well.
Nice.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay. Is it too soon for pumpkin spice foods? Pumpkin spice anything? No, it's never too soon. I've got a lot going on with food news and more inside Hottest Hashtags. Tuesdays, here is the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Economy Parking.
All right, so I saw this story on the cover of the Washington Post, and I've known about it for a minute, and I was like, I can't wait to talk about this. If you're missing the TikTok dance challenges, Black influencers are on strike. Many of them created dances for Megan Thee Stallion, Roddy Ricch, and others, which led to viral content propelling the songs to stream at a higher number and then get what they really want, radio play. How do I get my song on the radio? You go viral. So after TikTok influencer Addison Rae appeared on the Fallon show performing some of these dances, Black influencers who created the dances she was performing said, okay, cool, but they decided to go on strike. they want credit. Oh. A lot of these black content creators, Maya Johnson, she's the Maya Nicole on TikTok. She said, we created the Up Challenge. Black creators want credit. And we want a check.
I was going to say, I would want a check if I'm creating all this stuff for the record labels. They're not getting paid for that?
No.
Oh, I would be on strike too.
Checks.
No. I mean, think about all the hits that they've put. Like, they're behind, like, putting all these songs out there.
And there's always like a flip side to that, right? Because if it wasn't for the record labels allowing you to use that music,
you wouldn't be able to create that content. Create,
okay, so. You scratch my back, you write me a check. You know what I'm saying? All right, now we're going to talk about a study just published by Harvard Food Law and Policy Clinic that says Americans, we throw out between $1,300 to $2,000 worth of food annually. That's a lot of food. It's a huge economic loss for food growers and retailers. Did you know that grocery stores have to get rid of weirdly shaped food because Americans, we want it to be perfectly shaped?
Yeah. I did know that, yeah.
And that's a bad thing.
And it's also tricky for them to give it away because if someone gets ill from that food, they're held responsible.
But a misshaped apple isn't bad for you. It's the same as a round apple. 42 million people could be living with food insecurity and hunger in America. Scientists are trying to get the word out. One way to help is by understanding expiration dates and oddly shaped food is not the way you tell if something is bad. Don't forget to trust your eyes and nose. I didn't know, but these expiration dates were created after World War II for different reasons. So, of course, you want to look at it. I mean, canned goods are good for up to 2 years past expiration. If it smells bad and it feels bad, then it's bad. If it doesn't, then it's not.
There you go. If the eggplant's misshaped, then it's fine. But if his eggplant has some bumps on it, stay away from that, okay?
Preach!
And then finally, in food news. While most of us are still eating summery food, I love delicious watermelon in the summer. So good. Well, Nestle Toll House has a fall on their mind. Their house pumpkin spice cookie dough, they're coming to stores earlier than usual. 14-ounce pack costs $2.99. It's a pumpkin spice cookie dough that sells out every single year. It hit shelves in August instead of September. That's only a couple of weeks away.
Oh, no. Like how Christmas shopping is beginning earlier and earlier. Pumpkin spice latte is going to be like a summertime thing next year.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Well, let's keep the food news going. Dana, did I ever tell you that I was in the lollipop business?
Anthony A., you never told me you were in the lollipop business.
Yeah, I had to get out because it's full of suckers.
I was like, I know he's going to call himself a sucker.
It's National Lollipop Day, man. And also on this day in 1969, humans first set foot on the moon. It's National Moon Day.
And we've recently been to space. We just saw Richard Branson do that. Amazing.
Commercial travel to space.
If you want to do a cat one or a disco one, get your nap on. It's National Nap Day.
I'm a huge disco nap advocate, but I rarely get to nap. Now, my husband, on the other hand, over here, DJ Automatic, will be watching something or writing for the show, and I'll turn around. He's literally napping sitting up.
I've become an expert in just passing out anywhere.
Have you seen that video of Kanye West doing that? I'm like, who do you think you are, Kanye?
It's a dad tribute. That's what it is.
It's a dad tribute. Yeah, I love that. I love that. All right. Take your naps, but don't sleep for over 30 minutes. Studies say if you do, it'll put you in a bad mood.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. It's time for Music Facts with DJ Automatic, with me, Dana Cortez, obviously DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. Let's go.
All right, today we're going to start with birthdays. It is Carlos Santana's birthday. To the sound of the guitar, play by Carlos Santana. This always reminds me of the time that I was supposed to perform with Carlos Santana.
Supposed to. What happened, Automatic?
Me and my friends were partaking, and we ended up being late to the concert.
That is the worst story
and
ever.
I literally missed the opportunity to perform with the god that is known, Carlos Santana.
Do you think that's one of the most irresponsible moments of
your
life?
So I kept saying, I was like, guys, let's go. We're going to be late. Because, you know, at concerts, the lines get super long.
Yes.
And they were like, no, we'll be cool. And I didn't have my own car. And I was like, no, we got to go. And then we ended up being late.
Oh.
All right, next birthday, it is DJ Screw's birthday. If you don't know who DJ Screw is, he is the guy that originated Chop the Screw music, which is now influenced pretty much hip-hop for the last 15 years.
Absolutely. Do your Googles. DJ Screw. Just Google that.
And we're going to wrap it up with the final birthday. It is Pop Smoke's birthday. Rest in peace. Baby, welcome to the party. I'm a thug. I can remember the first time I heard a Pop Smoke album. I was in New York City. I was DJing, and somebody played it on the radio.
Right.
So before I went to go DJ my event, I thought, you know what? I'm going to download that song just to make sure I have it, just in case. I played it at the event I was playing at. Crowd went crazy, and from there on out, I was a Pop Smoke fan.
I'm just glad that we have the music. That's definitely someone gone too soon.
All right, next we're going to 1993 when Cypress Hill releases their second album, Black Sunday. So this album sold 260,000 first week, debuted at number one, went 3 times platinum. But the one thing that I'll remember about this album was it had a little booklet in it that contained 19 facts about the history of hemp and the positive attributes of cannabis. Cypress Hill's been putting on for weed legalization since the 90s.
Yeah, and back when people were really getting arrested for it state to state, and it was a big thing. So
they
shout
were
out
advocating
to them
for it, yeah.
All right, we're going to stay in 1993 when Tag Team drops. Whoop, there it is. Hey, man. As we all know, this is like a stadium concert classic.
Everywhere you go, like you say, you go to any game or whatever, the DJ is going to drop this one, and everybody knows the words to this Miami bass sound.
It reminds me of Mighty Ducks 2. There's a scene where they play this. Yeah,
so. I forgot about that.
Shout out to the Bash Bros. Yeah.
All right, and last we're going to 2004 when Lloyd drops his debut song, Southside.
My question about this, though, is she 5'2" or is she fine too?
Well, Lloyd actually clarified. Listen.
So every day somebody asks me, is it 5'2" or is it fine too? And I always say, it's whatever you want it to be.
He didn't clarify a damn thing. We're never going to know. Music Facts with DJ Automatic here on the Dana Cortez Show. Catch it at this time every Monday through Friday.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Every relationship has it. The 80-20 rule. Automatic, can you tell me what that is?
If 80% of it is good, then life is good. If 20% of it is bad, then, you know, just let it be. Nothing's perfect. That's what it's trying to
Let's
say.
Let's get into that 20% right now. Let's welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, hosted by these two bros right here, minus DC. We asked her politely to leave the room and recap what you may have missed earlier today during our Girl Talk topic, which happens every Tuesday. Ladies, if you got a question you want to write into Dana, feel free to hit her on Instagram, at Dana Cortez. That's usually the quickest. Lady wrote in, and actually, was it a homie who said that his girl was really good? Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, it was the homie who said his girl was really good at picking up after him, mainly, right?
Yeah.
That he would leave things around, and he started talking about losing his keys and how she would always put him somewhere.
He basically sounded like a well-trained puppy, that his wife had really, you know, conditioned him into thinking everything he does is wrong.
And
my wife is working on doing that to me, but I won't give up. I will not give up the good fight.
And he was really self-conscious about it, thinking that it might be something, that his messiness might be something he'd get left over, right?
Yes.
And Dana had to break down the 80-20 rule, which is 80% of it's good, people are going to deal with the 20% that's bad. Now, within that conversation, it got us to talking about uncompromisable things. Things that you cannot put up with. No matter how good that 80% is, these are the things you can't put up with. For me, number one, having children. That's a big 20%. I don't want to make it my whole 100%.
I used to say that all the time, and I married a woman with kids.
Ooh. All right. Number two, for me, my uncompromisable, you can't make your own friends.
Oh.
That's a lot of pressure, dog.
You can't make your own friends. Like, she's got to be friends with your friends?
Well, like, yeah, she has to be friends with my friends, or she doesn't hang out with any other friends. She don't have no other friends. Because then if you're the only person who's, like, doing the planning and...
You're literally her universe.
That adds up, bro. That's way too much pressure for me. Now, these, again, are my uncompromisables. Another one, if she don't swallow what's on the menu.
What?
That's, you know what I'm saying? That's going to just dilt. I don't know how you feel about monogamy, but I'm not going to be too monogamous if you don't do that, my queen.
Ugh.
And the last one I'll close with is fake knowing sports.
Come on, man.
All right, if you fake know sports, I cannot tolerate you. Now, if you don't know it, I love that, because then we can learn it together. I can show you, you know, what preseason is compared to the postseason, compared to challenging plays and whatnot. But if you're sitting there faking it, asking why Tom Brady's not winning game 7, I cannot tolerate that. All right? Homies, Home Eds, let us know if you have any uncompromisables. We'll be listing them down on the Dana Cortez Show on IG. DC Show returns tomorrow with One Confession Wednesday and, of course, DJ Automatic's playlist.